Welcome back to the Lifelike Orange podcast. I'm Ichabod Broccoli. We had a little bit of an incident with the distribution of the Lifelike Orange Cones Convolution album. Just to keep things mixed up. The second album, which was going to be released 28 days before the first album, has had a little bit of a delay at the distributor due to too much silence in the tracks. They were not going to process it. So we have a new release date. It's no longer going to be December 3rd. It's now going to be closer to December 10th. So it will still precede the preceding album. I know you're probably saying to yourself, why not just call this the first album and the other one the second album? Well, because that's not the order that they were recorded in. Beat Hurt was done first and set up for a later release date, just because we wanted to put it pretty far out there. We weren't sure if it was ready yet, so we gave ourselves a nice big cushion. We decided not to move up the release date because that would require canceling and starting all over. And then when we were ready to release Convolution, we just thought, okay, this is good. We're ready to go on it. We're sure about it. And because you got to remember that Beat Hurt was the first album from the group since probably 1996 or 97. And so they had to warm up to do it again and find out if they felt like there was even a place for their music still. And after getting some feedback on that album, after it was scheduled for a December 31 release, they proceeded to create the Convolution album. And as I said, they were more confident by then, ready to go, and they said, this has some great stuff that we want to see get out there and, you know, have people start using it on their TikTok videos and stuff. And then, therefore, we came up with the earlier release date, which is now not as early as it was going to be, but still early December. So look for Convolution in your digital retailers on December 10. And if you can't wait, don't tell everyone, but you can go to Best Policy's Bandcamp page and hear both of the albums for free. Okay, so you can get early access to both of those albums at our Bandcamp page. And you can even get a 50% discount on any purchases you make. Using the coupon code It Hurts. That's ITHURTTS. All one word, no spaces. It Hurts. Use the coupon code at Bandcamp checkout to get 50% off any of your purchases. So we've got what we think is a fun new thing set up this Friday, November 19th. We're going to premiere a video that is a preview of the Life Like Orange Cones Convolution album. It's, we think it's a unique preview. It does have a video associated with it that has absolutely nothing to do with the music, the making of it. We can't actually show video of the group making the music because they are usually in their underwear when they're doing it. That's an aside. But check out this Friday at noon, check out the Best Policy Music YouTube channel for this premiere. Looking at it now, it's 53% uploaded, but that will be up and it will be released to the public this Friday, November 19, 2021. Just a couple of weeks, 1, 2, 3 weeks before the release of the album. Yeah, how about that? 1, 2, 3 weeks to the day. So check that out at Best Policy Music's YouTube channel this Friday at noon. I want to talk a little bit about DIY. Most of you probably know what DIY stands for. For those of you who may not, it's do it yourself. And DIY is a term that is associated with people who take matters into their own hands and make things happen for themselves without relying on others to necessarily believe in them and invest in them and help them do it or do it for them. I was talking with my kid about some DIY projects that we saw. They are intrigued by the DIY window tinting of cars and how you can see all the bubbles in the tint when somebody does it themselves. And I imagine it's pretty tricky trying to squeegee it on there at those awkward angles of that the back windows are at and everything. Trying to apply your own window tint sheet. It's gotta be tricky. But it's usually apparent when someone has done it themselves. This particular car that we were looking at this particular day also had a DIY backup camera attached over the license plate, bolted on with the screws that hold the license plate on, a little wire running up from it into the trunk area. And the other day we saw someone who had DIY'd the spoiler on the back of their BMW. It was one of those just ridiculous too big spoilers that people who they think their street car is a racing machine. But they had driven these screws through the trunk of their car and it was not straight. Of the two brackets holding it on, one of them looked fairly straight from my perspective. The other one twisted quite noticeably to the left. And it was just pretty obvious that it was crooked. But I had to say to my kid, you know, don't get the idea that DIY is a bad thing, though. I mean, there are bad versions of DIY things. Sometimes you don't do it well when you do it yourself. But that doesn't mean that do it yourself is something to frown upon or judge or make fun of. It means that someone has decided that they can take care of something. And when it's done well, there's nothing wrong with it. And when it's not done well, then yeah, it could be good for a chuckle. A lot of the best policy projects start out as DIY. The artists, a lot of musical artists, you'll find they have to do a lot of things themselves to get going. You may take music lessons to learn how to play and take classes in recording or anything else, but at some point you are on your own. You're by yourself with your equipment and your knowledge, and you need to do it yourself. Monroe has a song on his upcoming album that we talk about on episode 3 of the Life Like Orange podcast. He didn't talk about the song in particular, but it's called Doing It Myself, and it is amusing how the song came out, and I'll let him tell you next time he's here. I'll make a point to ask him about that. But do-it-yourself doesn't mean that it's pitiable or mockable or anything like that. It just means that you don't want to rely on other people to accomplish the things that you want to. And it allows you to do things on your own timeline when you don't have to wait for somebody else to do their part. I can't tell you how many times when I had a job that I had to wait for someone else to do their part in order for a project to move along. And I'm sitting there twiddling my thumbs. I know I should have gone out and asked if I could help anybody else, you know, look for things to do, but that's part of the reason that I got fired, and that's fine. I am very glad. I stopped going to work over a year ago, and then I was let go, 6 months ago? I hear geese outside. I wonder if they're flying over or if they've landed somewhere. The nearest body of water is Whittier Narrows, and so doubt that I'm hearing them from there. Yeah, they're probably flying over. They're already gone. So, DIY is one way to accomplish things without relying on others. It hopefully is a stepping stone on the path to accomplishing greater things. Hopefully you don't have to do it all yourself. And at some point, it will lead to collaborations and partnerships. So, here we are in Best Policy Studio. Well, here I am by myself, doing it myself. Uploading the video for the premiere this Friday at noon on the Best Policy Music YouTube channel. Unfortunately, we don't have enough regular viewership to qualify for our own URL or anything like that. So, for the time being, our YouTube link is, just search it up here. For the time being, our YouTube link is youtube.com/channel/UC_LTI0-FY4CFRUVC_OMPH-A. Or you can go to YouTube and search Best Policy Music. Look for the white and gray and black logo, the BPM logo, and you'll know you found the right place. So, Best Policy Music YouTube channel. This Friday, premiering the Life Like Orange Cones Convolution album preview video. It should be a kick because it is a unique creation. And when publishing this video, I was directed to look at the YouTube policies on child safety and copyright. Not that there would be any copyright issues with the album, it's all original material. But now I'm thinking, I was on SoundCloud and I found a SoundCloud page for NASA, and they have some pretty cool sounds here. This is chorus radio waves within Earth's atmosphere. Wow. So that's something picking up radio waves, natural radio waves. Or maybe they're not natural. They're within Earth's atmosphere, so who knows. This one's Kindar sound test, okay. This is a Sputnik beat. Cassini, Saturn radio emissions number 2. Oh, okay. So this is radio emissions coming from Saturn, picked up by the Cassini spacecraft. This is lightning on Jupiter, picked up by Voyager. This one is also from Voyager. This is interstellar plasma sounds. Wow. So, I got to wondering if a lot of them are naturally occurring sounds from space and other planets and things. Are these copyright protected? I mean, does NASA, do they own a copyright for these sounds because they collected the sounds? So, you gotta wonder if these sounds could be used, sampled, and used in someone's music. Gotta wonder. If nothing else, it could be interesting being sued by NASA. So not entirely DIY if you're stealing someone else's stuff, but at the same time, stealing it myself. All right, well, things have been kind of crazy ever since this pandemic started. And a lot has changed since then, obviously. Masks have become a big business. Arguing against masks has become the new big protest. And things like podcasts and social media and Zoom have become more popular than ever because of the restrictions of moving around, not necessarily imposed restrictions, self-imposed restrictions. A lot of us have chosen to reduce the likelihood of catching and or spreading this deadly virus because we give a shit. A lot of us don't. And we'll fight for the right to catch and spread said deadly disease, virus. But I've taken this opportunity to, of this opportunity of being locked down, to expand the Best Policy Horizons, and I thank you for participating by listening, and remember to check out the Best Policy Music Facebook page and YouTube channel. We've got that preview, sneak peek, premiere of the Life Like Orange Cones Convolution album coming up this Friday at noon. So maybe if you're on your lunch break, you can tune into that. It's only gonna last about 6 minutes. That's how long the video is. So we hope that you will see us then. And in the meantime, thanks for slowing for the Cone Zone. Ick out.